It's just another night at Sur, and Sheena and Dana are down each other's throats. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin.
Welcome to the Vanderpump Rules After Show. We have a full panel this week. Thank you so much for joining us. Oh, my goodness, guys. Episode 2, Season 8. We have so much to talk about this week. Dana and Sheena are just not getting along right off the bat. I mean, I think we pretty much all predicted this. Brittany and Jax are planning their bachelor slash bachelorette party in Miami, which, of course, doesn't come without drama. Ariana and Lisa get into it tonight. They have a good conversation. We'll talk about that later. And Lala and James rekindle their friendship. We have so much to talk about, and we are giving out our pumptinis, of course, and we have some news and predictions, so stay tuned. But before all of that, my name is Rivette Soro, and to my left, we have the beautiful Mr. Roslyn Jovan, who is a Vanderpump Rules fanatic.
I'm addicted to this show. Like, addicted.
And to her left, the amazing Katie Thompson, who has been pumping from day one.
This applause? Like, I'm living for it. Yeah. I mean, this is my day. Like, yes. Thank you again, everybody. Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
And last but certainly not least, oh my goodness, we have Archie J, who is a TomTom regular, guys. So if you're ever there, don't be afraid to say hi to Archie.
Yes, with a cocktail in hand, for sure. Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. So before we get into everything, I want to know everyone's overall thoughts from tonight. Katie?
I mean, I'm just here for it. Anything that Vanderpump happens, I'm just... throw it. I want it. I love it. I live for it. I'm happy to be here with all of you guys. I'm so excited to start it off. It's so exciting.
We are so excited. Archie, what did you think about tonight?
I love tonight's episode. It gave me a little bit of drama. It gave me camaraderie. It also gave me mental health awareness. Hello? So I'm ready to dive deep.
Yeah, I'm liking that. Each week they're kind of touching on like deep issues. Last week it was like being sober. This week with mental health. So my... This show, this episode, what I feel is Sheena, SMH to Sheena.
Yeah. You know, I completely agree. And speaking of Sheena, we should get into that. Sheena is being a very mean girl this week.
She's being a Stassi.
Is she mean, though? Is she mean?
Yes!
She's just a little petty. And listen, I understand pettiness. Mean, I wouldn't say. She's just giving a girl a run for her money.
But like she said to her face, she was like, yeah, you know, I just don't vibe with you.
Yeah,
I am just standing here, girl.
I love the boldness.
No, don't tell me that.
And the fact that, you know, for us veterans who've watched the show, knowing, remember how they treated her when she first started? So to just see her just passing the torch of mean girlness to the new girl who, low-key, you're just a little jealous because somebody you're feeling isn't feeling you and it's kind of feeling her. It's like, and you're the adult in the situation. Like, I feel like us, you know, 30-year-olders... who are passing the torch on or just teaching things to people in their 20s. I just feel like we should just represent ourselves in a certain way when talking to someone who's younger and just kind of teaching them the ropes and having, making them look forward to making it to their 30s. Sheena is like looking like somebody who is not really proud of herself in her life right now and is wishing she was younger and could start over. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing she says is, hi, I'm recently divorced, but that doesn't define me.
She says it a few times.
So many times, and it's like... girl, I just, her whole vibe, every season I feel like she's gonna like grow up a little and mature, but it just, you know, we're not getting that. Archie, you really don't think she was being mean?
I think she was being petty. I'm not completely mad at her. She's bringing us what we want to see for television. She's bringing that snarky. She's bringing that pettiness. If you want to call it mean girl, sure, then get the burn book out. But I'm here for it.
Sure. It's kind of like she's wearing her insecurities on her sleeve, but, you know.
Yeah.
We'll give her that.
Especially because she's claiming, like, oh, I just don't vibe with you. No, it's clearly because of the boys. Let's stop fighting over boys, okay? It's 2020. We don't do that anymore.
We don't do that anymore.
Have you never, like, not vibed with someone? Have you had that experience, though? Can you relate?
Yes, but I don't tell them. I just act like it. I'm just like,
Especially if you live in L.A., you know you're not supposed to tell them. You're just supposed to just fake it till you make it. Hello?
Yeah, you start, she's starting drama. But, I mean, that's what we're watching it for, so okay.
Yeah, I'm here for that. Now I'm that, I'm here for.
It is. That's what we're here for. So Max picks up Dana from work, which Dana, of course, has to let Sheena know. You know, Max is actually picking me up, so can I go?
But what are you after all of that?
I don't blame her.
It is so good.
Yeah. Petty meets petty.
Little face off. And you know, Max tells Dana that, you know, me and Sheena are friends and she's a cool girl and everything, but he also tells her that, you know, Sheena comes on a little bit too strong, and he tells her a little TMI, in my opinion, like, oh, you know, she took out her birth control and she's like older and like ready to like settle down and I'm not. And then, you know, what did you think of that whole encounter?
My thing is like, her going off of birth control has nothing to do with the guy she's dating and has all to do with the fact that she's literally harvesting her eggs and she can't if she's on birth control. She's not begging for your baby. She's freezing her own for the future.
Yeah.
So, sir, calm down. She's not begging you to impregnate her. That's not what's happening here. Mm-hmm. Is she annoying and comes on too strong? Yo, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. That he needs to understand what's really happening there with them eggs.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I agree. Archie?
I feel like what he's doing is he's trying to set himself up for success. Mm-hmm. He knows that Dana likes him. He wants to make sure that situation goes off without a hitch. Yes, homegirl's a bit annoying. So I feel like he's taking her situation, you know, for her own reasons, as she is, you know, a woman of a certain age, and like spinning that in his own best interest. Sidebar, I will say I love the Henry, the restaurant that they did have this conversation at. Mm-hmm. But he was like, he's saying all these things about her. But he's wearing the jewelry.
You're wearing the Apple Watch.
The Apple Watch.
The Apple Watch.
That was the best part. It's like, apparently, and she won't shut up about how she gifted him.
Yeah.
Oh, I liked him so much, I gave him an Apple Watch. You can't buy the D, honey.
No.
That's not how this works.
And why does he know that she got off birth control?
Well, she's probably telling him everything.
She's and buying him an Apple Watch. Like, ladies, just don't be Sheena. I'm sorry.
She also gave it to him on Thanksgiving.
Did you get a gift
on Thanksgiving?
I don't...
She's so thankful.
Maybe it was a Black Friday sale.
Oh,
maybe.
After Thanksgiving, though.
No, people are at Kohl's on Thanksgiving.
Oh, outside. You're right. She probably bought it on Thanksgiving and then gave it to him on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Yeah.
She was hired.
She got a deal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Max, especially given that we saw Danica today, who was, I think, just, you know, a new character. Maybe she just had like one scene tonight. The suspended assistant manager at Sir.
Yes.
Who says that Max also hooked up with two of her friends on separate occasions. I think Max is going to play Dana just like he played Sheena. At the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just making sure we're all on the same page.
Can we just point out the fact that Max rhymes with Jax and he is like the new Jax?
Reincarnation.
Yes. Hello. He just needs a chunky sweater.
Yes. I saw an Instagram comment, thank you for mentioning that, where there was, you know, Max was, like, doing his little server thing, and someone replied and said, is Max the new Jax? And Jax replied to that comment and said, I can never be replaced. There's only one Jax. I died.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know. Such a Jax move.
Such a Jax move.
Had to.
Yeah, moving on to the other newcomer, Brett, who's so cute, and Lisa. Yeah. Lisa clearly agrees with us.
Really?
What did she say? She said, she said, oh, you know, Brett has this amazing body, so I invited him over to see if he could help me with mine.
Oh, my God.
I mean, same, girl. Like, I don't blame her.
I love it. Lisa!
As if she's doing anything but drinking tea and wine on her couch.
And playing with her dog.
Yeah, like, you're not getting up, girl.
You know?
She looked very dehydrated as she was outside working out
laying on the ball.
No, like, she has a true talent with hiring, like, the most good-looking people in L.A. Like, everyone, like, it's just... And they get more and more gorgeous because they know how to get, like, the right work done, not overwork themselves. Like, Lala looks amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Lala
looks amazing. Her lips are not... Like, they're perfect to me.
Mm-hmm.
Her eyebrows, whatever. Mm-hmm. You can't hate on the work she got done, honey, because it's superb.
It looks great.
Okay.
I agree.
How old is Lala? Do we know?
Isn't she like 20? She's not
like
30
28.
Yet. Yeah, she's not. She's
pushing
30, but not 30 yet.
Okay.
Nice. Well, back to Brett, though. He confronts Sheena tonight and basically, long story short, tells her, you know, like, we're friends and I just want to be on the same page. Which Sheena says, oh, yeah, totally. We're totally on the same page. Like, nothing weird. Haha. yet, to her confessional. Confessionals, they kill me every time they get better.
Yes.
She's like, oh, you know, clearly he felt something, because why would he have kissed me if he didn't?
Sometimes you just, like, you have a few shots, and you kiss somebody, and the next morning...
Do you feel something when you do that?
It's not, no. Sometimes I don't, and then I'm not going to hit you up again.
Right.
And that's kissing at bars.
So you're a Brett.
No, I'm not a brat. He's slimy. I wrote down, he's slimy. I don't want to be slimy. Mm-hmm.
Let me just point out.
It's right here.
Slimy, yes. Yeah. They work at a bar, okay? Yes. Sometimes when the alcohol is a-flowing, things mm-hmm. lead to something, and that person may not feel how, you know, the other person does. We all can see that Sheena, yes, while some are calling her a mean girl, others are saying petty. She's desperate. I think everybody can agree to that one. Lisa mm-hmm. even said it.
I don't think she's desperate. I think that she didn't get what she wanted with her first marriage, so she's trying to find that perfect thing, and mm-hmm. she thinks she's cool, and she thinks she's one of the guys, so she says this stuff. I relate to Sheena, y'all, and it's a problem in my life, I do.
Therapy helps.
I feel, every Friday I am there, every Friday, mental health in here. Yes, but yeah, I just feel like she's looking for, like, that perfect person.
She is.
So I think that's, and she just needs
and she
to
deserves it.
Tone it back a little. Yeah. Like, she's a 10, like, let's make it a 3 with her. Let's just.
There's a way to go about it. Mm-hmm.
She gets the best therapy by watching herself on TV year after year.
No, she doesn't. Because she's doing the same thing.
We're still doing
repeating
it.
Cycle.
It's the the fact that we're seeing her like this after last season with whoever, and the season before that when she was in a whole relationship with the older dude.
Yeah.
Then right before that was the divorce. So it's like we're hoping to see a progression in your love life, but we're only seeing a decline, and it's so sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do, Katie. I get what you're saying, though. I think everyone has a little bit of Sheena in them. Maybe it's suppressed, but
yeah.
And I relate to her more than, like, I had a failed marriage too. I get it, and I get where, you know, how you can sort of feel like you're less than, or you know, things don't work out, and you kind of just want that, like, fairy tale. I understand that, but like you said, just take it down a notch.
Yeah,
you don't have to do all that extraness. It will come to you, and apparently now she's in some sort of relationship. I don't know if you follow her on Instagram.
Yeah,
if you don't follow Sheena, look her up on Instagram. Yeah, they went on this vacation and everything. So I hope that works out for her.
It's probably because she dated outside of the restaurant. Like, y'all should try this. Like, don't date who you're working with. It's probably easier.
It's like rule number one, guys. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't date who you work with. And rule number two, like, don't be afraid to, like, take your time in the relationship. Like, don't be. I think she just moves so fast with everything.
Yes. Yeah. Slow down. Yeah. You have time.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or she may not feel that way since she's freezing her eggs. Like, maybe she's having those issues.
Good for her, though, for freezing her eggs.
Hell yeah.
Very cool.
Seems painful. Yeah. Don't take them out. They're supposed to be in there. But I get it.
Okay. All right. Before we move on to our next topic, Archie has something he would love to tell our viewers.
Yes. So, hey, guys. You know, before we go on to the next topic, we have so much to dive in. We just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV talk. And for us to continue to grow, we could use your help. So make sure you subscribe on YouTube, give us ratings on iTunes, and leave us a comment or 75. Because we love them.
Yes.
Being a part of the AfterBuzz TV family has meant so much to me personally and everyone up here on this panel. So thank you for continuing to support us in our journey and doing what we love.
Yeah.
We love you guys. Really, and we go through all the comments. Last week, a lot of you chimed in. Billy Branch, Urka Pie, so many more. Sorry, I can't think off the top of my head, but thank you. We love you. We missed you, and we're so happy that you're engaging in the conversation with us. And we promised you a full panel this week. And look, we're right here.
Here we are.
So, Brittany and Jax are planning their bachelor/bachelorette party.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the show opens tonight with a boudoir photo shoot. I love boudoir photo shoots.
Yeah.
I love Brittany.
I know.
I love her so much.
She's so cute in the little bubbles and the little bathtub.
And she can't be sexy. She's, like, trying to be sexy and keeps laughing. Yeah. And I love it.
Because she's just such a cutie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 So, while they're planning this bachelorette party and everything, of course, the topic of Carter comes up, because Brittany says she didn't really invite him to the bachelorette party, but it was just assumed that he was Kristen's plus one. Now that they are no longer boyfriend-girlfriend, he doesn't need to be there. So eventually Jax uninvites Carter, which was so awkward.
What
did you guys think of that showdown?
Okay, so I will say, first and foremost, I think it's weird that they are having a joint bachelor and bachelorette party.
I was thinking that as well.
But I'm here for the camaraderie. We got to do it for the show.
I think it's because they did it in the past. So I feel like it's like first the show's sake. They're like, just do it again. Let's do it again. Go ahead and do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I'm sorry. It's Jax. He's absolutely not having his own bachelor party.
He's not allowed.
But we would like to see it.
And I feel like he didn't even want Brittany to have something by herself. Like, he had to be there. Yeah. Like, he's one of those.
Yeah.
But about the guys, I feel like I was totally on Jax's side for this conversation. It needed to be done. His woman was not okay with him even coming. She didn't want that drama. As she said, that she's been dreaming of this day her whole life. Mm-hmm. So to have that kind of go sour, it just wasn't going to be, I felt like it was going to probably put a damper on the entire relationship as a whole. So if Kristen wants to continue to date this guy, perfectly fine. But let's not potentially have him at my situation where he could ruin the whole energy and the vibe.
Will he be the one to ruin the energy?
No,
let's
Kristen.
Kristen's dramatics would ruin the vibe, but he would be there. True. Which I still think she may ruin the vibe because she's going
to
be crying.
She's going to do it without him. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. At least let him be there to console her because you already know she's going to ruin the vibe. Mm-hmm. She's going to start drinking. Mm-hmm. She's going to get emotional. Oh, wow. She's going to make everything about her.
She's going to call him.
Fall down, maybe.
Maybe they should say, hey, guys, both of you guys just stay at home.
Yeah, just figure your stuff out.
Okay, that's my thing. They should have both got uninvited.
Yeah, I think that
what she is telling everybody that's happening, we're broken up and I'm sad, is a different thing than what she's telling him. I don't think that she's telling Carter this. She's telling him, I'm sad, I don't want to break up with you. We were supposed to have a family and this and that, and that's why he's helping her move and all of this stuff. But then you have the chime-ins from the friends and everything that they think that you should be doing. Right. And it is just a mess and a half. Right.
It's not easy. Listen, I get it. I feel so much for Kristen because it is hard. Mm-hmm. You live together. You get so used to that person. And yes, you vent to your friends and they're leave him. He's no good for you. You're so much better than him. Don't pay for his this and that. But at the same time, I don't think she minds helping him out with the rent or giving him her car or whatever.
Exactly.
Because it's that feeling that he fulfills for her. Mm-hmm. She's so codependent on him.
Yeah.
Right.
And it makes me so sad.
But I think that's how she is. How she's been with everybody.
Yeah.
Because it's she couldn't break up with Tom. She didn't. It's James. Every single one.
I forgot those were real life relationships.
Yes.
Real life relationships.
Door and everything.
Crazy. Don't forget the throwbacks. Mm-hmm. She cheated on him with Jax.
So good.
Tell this day to me, that's the biggest scandal of reality TV. Mm-hmm. But for me, I just feel like, why aren't you okay with being with a man that doesn't provide for you?
Yeah.
Because he provides in other ways. Yeah. So if she can help out, sexually. It's I love you so much that I want
to
help you.
I just wish she could be confident enough to say that to her friends and say, look.
Right.
The same way she is can tell them, your love doesn't work for me, she can say, look, I'm okay with my man not working. His job is to attend to me, to my every need. Anything I ask him to do, anything I want him to do, he does it. He doesn't need to work. He works for me. And they can just shut up about it.
I think their issue is that she has been going to them and being I'm sad, I'm broken up.
And sound like the party. TikTok voices. Yeah.
The B1.
Yeah, amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. I get it. I get it from all ends. But then again, it's like, also, Stassi, goes to Bo and says, we're done talking about it and everything, but you're still talking about it. Mm-hmm. Let it go.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's not their business, though.
It's not their business. And I at the end of the day, we all have annoying friends. Mm-hmm. But it's it's still your friend. And I feel time after time, we constantly see them pick on Kristen, tear her down when you know that she's emotionally unstable. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So give her some credit. Be patient with her in this process of whatever this breakup. We know how her breakups go, like we said, with the last ones. So it's why are you guys acting surprised that she's drawing out this breakup?
Mm-hmm. I feel like the best thing for them to do is honestly maybe kind of step back because, yes, they're, they're in her ear. They're, telling him that he can't come to the party. Just probably step back and let it unfold how it needs to unfold. Mm-hmm. And then she should probably, like you said, just own what's happening in the relationship because girl, we're watching it on TV.
Right.
You're lying to us, but we see what's really going on.
Think about it. They're all in happy relationships. How do you think Kristen feels now that she really, literally at this point, she's the only one who is not in a happy relationship.
Yeah.
So it's give her some credit. Fall back, guys. Let her go through this process on her own because,
Right.
It's Kristen.
When she's ready, she'll come around.
She will.
Let's hope so.
But I do need her to at least, come on, put yourself together, girl. You know you're shooting. You know you're filming. Like,
oh, yep. I was thinking the same thing.
Like, she just is like coming on camera like, it's like,
it's so gross. Better than when she was dressing up to go see Tom to pick up her, like, cable box, and she had, like, a V-neck down here, boobs out. She's just saying, oh, I'm just here to pick up the cable box. And Tom's like, what? And Ariana's sitting on the couch.
Oh, oh my God.
I love Vanderpump Rules so much.
But she was on Watch What Happens Live tonight looking amazing.
Yeah, looking good.
Hair amazing. The makeup, glam.
She's gorgeous. Glowing. She's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Like, she's such a pretty girl. Yeah. Naturally pretty girl. Pretty face, everything. So, girl, show us that.
Yeah. When I'm going through a breakup, though.
Oh, yeah, no,
I look like a naked mole rat. Like, I just, like, no makeup, crying. Like, everything's dark.
Like Kim Possible?
Is that the sun?
Yeah, like,
my eyes
are burning. Usually when you're going through a breakup, your man, your ex-man isn't, like, moving your shit for you.
True.
Oh, but it happens.
We're not gonna all act like we haven't been there.
I was gonna say, because I've been there. He helped me move. Like, it's happened.
Oh.
I have done it.
You haven't had a drawn-out breakup?
A drawn-out breakup, yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we can get into that later.
All right.
We can get into that later. But right now, I have to just mention Jax's Tom Schwartz shirt.
Mm.
Thank you, Jax.
It looks great,
I want
though.
One. Yeah. I will buy your merch. If that's what you're selling, I want it.
Yeah, just don't overprice it, but I'll buy it too.
He is married now.
Right. I know,
okay.
But like, it's everyone knows, everyone that watches, they know I have this love for Tom Schwartz. It's not sexual.
No, right.
He just has like this place in my heart. He is so such a beautiful
man. He's a pure person.
Yes.
Nice.
He is very he's cool.
It's not sexual, but would you do him?
If he was single.
Okay.
But I love Katie.
It's not sexual.
It's not sexual.
It's not sexual, but like, I mean.
Katie, you can watch.
Yeah, we love you, Katie.
Wow. Vanderpump Rules After Dark.
After Dark. Anyways, moving on to Ariana and Lisa, who had a sit-down conversation tonight.
It.
Yeah, I think this was a long time coming. Ariana's fostered some feelings towards Lisa that we saw, you know, even last year when she was doing interviews, even like after the show was done, she really didn't like how Lisa was talking about and talking to Tom Schwartz and especially, you know, her man, Tom Sandoval. Which do you guys think she was justified in those feelings towards Lisa?
No.
So on tonight's episode, I feel like they reached a point of clarity and a point of growth to where they can carry out their relationship and try to work towards whatever needs to happen in the future. She asked for her job back. Lisa really wasn't feeling that right now. So I feel like them kind of setting the foundation for this new dynamic that they could possibly have. We will see her back behind the bar. I already see that for her happening, but I felt like the conversation was a breakthrough, especially since she was a bit vulnerable and she said that she was suffering from, you know, doubtful feelings, as a lot of people living in the Los Angeles area could probably relate to, as she just feels like she's sitting at home with nothing really fostering.
Right.
Yeah.
One of my things is that, the thought's gone.
Oh,
let's hope it comes back.
It's okay,
back.
Girl. We've all been there.
It's been a long night.
Just to defend
Ariana, because I'm not going to say, even though at first I said no, then I was thinking like, wait, I'm always on my man's side. Like, he could tell me anything about work, and I'm on his side. Like, why would they say that to you? Who did that? You know, it's like, you're always going to gun for your man. So I totally get it.
Yep.
It's just that at the same time, she also worked for Lisa. So I just, I didn't, like, her knowing, like, she gave these two, only these two, the opportunity, no one else. So you should know the level of respect and love that she has for the Tom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you shouldn't sec, and you know that Lisa's, she's a boss. She's a boss. So
I got it back.
There you
it
go.
It has to do
there
with
you
that.
Go. There you go. There you go.
So hell the thing is that why can no one have a negative opinion or an opinion about Lisa? Because it's like anytime that anybody says anything, she's like, well, you've been talking crap about me, this, this, and that.
Oh,
well, I mean, sometimes, though, you do stuff that's like, I want to talk crap about.
Then
as somebody who works for you, like, you know, like everybody talks bad about their boss. Like, it happens. It's a thing. So you can't, just because it's on TV, you can't then be like, well, you've been talking bad about, like,
that is true.
You've got to be able to have an, and then last year when she was like, oh, it's light, just take it as a joke. Like, you have to hear Ariana's feelings and be like, oh, you know what, okay, maybe I did, la, la, la. And she's just very, like, she's Queen Bee, and I get it, but, like, we got to be able to step down from the throne sometimes and
sometimes
be like.
Sometimes I think, like, people like the Lisas, and especially out here in L.A., the Lisas, like, the people who have put you on. They are cutting your checks. They automatically, it's hard for them to ever get checked by the person that they're cutting the check for.
Right.
And they can go home and think about it and know that they're wrong, but they're not going to let you know that.
Yeah.
And it's just across the board. Like, I it's hard for me not to find that in this industry. Mm-hmm. So maybe when she watches this back, she'll be like, you know what, it's right. But I don't see her ever acknowledging someone telling her about herself.
But I do think Lisa at the same time is such a, like, a motherly figure to all these kids. Like, she's been with them since they were, like, you know, fresh to LA. And new. So she really feels like they're all her kids. And she says that all the time, which doesn't give her an excuse to, you know, not admit when she's doing something wrong or disrespecting someone. But I also think Ariana knows that when Lisa's, like, saying something to Tom, it's not that she doesn't think he's capable or worthy of something. It's just that she has a different relationship with them than maybe like a typical boss would.
True. Mm-hmm. That whole thing was annoying. Honestly, when she was like, oh, that's how I feel. It's like, girl, this is not any bit of your business.
Okay.
Like, step back. No.
It was.
Yeah.
Archie?
I don't, it was just like festering off of your whole idea that like she is like that mother figure and... I just think if you think about it from a parental standpoint, sometimes when we were children and growing up and our parents would tell us things and they would always reason it with because I said so. And I feel like Lisa always kind of falls back on that same kind of reasoning in a different way with her children.
Right.
Yeah. I think it
makes sense.
I think in her head, she takes a shower and washes her body at night. She's like, well, without me, none of y'all would be here.
Right.
So, and I feel like that's more so what it is than anything else.
That's the energy
else
I get from her.
Yeah.
Lisa, I will gladly listen to anything you have to say with open arms and ears.
Yeah.
Just putting it out there. Yeah. Okay.
We'll put your red cape on like Ariana did and go in there and talk to her.
But they did. I like their, you know, the end of the conversation, and they both. So, you know, Ariana opened up about her depression, which was huge, which I don't think she's ever really talked about. And then, you know, Lisa mentioned that she went through sort of, I think, I don't know if it was depression or maybe grief when her brother died last year.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they were able to have that conversation and really come together.
I wonder who's going to open up to Lisa next week. Last week was Lala. This week it's like, who's next? It's like she's the therapist of this.
Is it James?
She can come here, Lisa, and we can open up to you.
Because I got a lot of stuff to talk about, girl.
Yes. Oh,
please.
We have a lot going on. And so does Lala.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I love her. I love her more and more every week.
Yeah.
I love that, you know, she's on her journey. She's just dying to fix her relationship with James. And, like, bless her heart. Like, is she being a little bit naive, though? And thinking that, you know.
You know I love James.
I know you love James.
So, like, is it weird that I want them to be together?
Yes. That's
weird.
That's weird.
I don't know
what's going on. You know what's not going to happen.
But, like, they're just so sweet. Like, they should just be together.
It's like a brother-sister dynamic.
Yes. They have already banged.
No, that we know. But I still never even saw them together.
Oh, no, I did. Uh-uh. I did.
Like,
I
feel like Lala needs a man that is, like, a man. Because she's so much a lot of
women. She's good.
If you agree, just, like, let me know in the comments so that I cannot feel bad about myself. Like,
someone please let Katie know in the comments.
Validate me.
Don't agree with this.
But I really do agree that we would possibly want to see James with someone else and not...
Bambi?
But she's so funny and fun. And, like, I love her because there's just not much. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just,
what's going on?
She's just, like...
Yeah, Raquel's a sweet girl, though. She's a sweet girl.
Waiting tables is like being in a pageant because it's confidence.
That was so great.
It took her so long to say. She is gorgeous,
and I'm sure
she kills it in her pageants. Yes. But girl.
What was her talent? You know, in pageants, they have to have talent.
What was her talent?
Oh, my God.
What's her talent?
No.
Someone please write in the comments if you know what her talent was, please.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
In that case, we should all join a pageant.
Yeah.
Oh, my damn. The shame. The shame. Now I got talent.
I can't. Oh, okay. But talent. Lala gave us her new song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do we think?
I'm ready for it.
I'm ready for it.
Did you like it? Yeah. I mean, low-key, like, we'll have a Vanderpump Rules listening night.
Okay.
Throw on everybody's songs, you know, like a little Sheena Good as Gold, like a Lala moment, like we really...
Good as Gold! Oh, my God! They brought back Good as Gold?
Yeah. So I would forever watch Sheena sing that on a bar. Yes. But yeah, bar. I'm here for the music. I love it. It's sometimes good, it's sometimes bad, but yeah. I'm gonna listen to it. So give it to me.
No, I second that notion. I'm all into all the bad reality TV song spinoffs, like even from Countess Luann.
Oh.
Like Kim Zolciak, Sheena, I'm all into the bad songs. Like, let's go.
Care for it. So pretty much it's a good bad reality song.
Yeah.
So we're like low-key here for it for the show.
All the way.
We want to see you perform that at Pride on the float.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Please do.
Yes.
All right, guys, I think it's time to move on to our special segment, our Pumptini, which if you are new here, our Pumptini is where we crown who we want to give our Pumptini to for the week. Maybe our favorite character, someone who surprised us. Maybe we liked their outfit. Maybe we hated them. But who would like to go first? Archie?
You go first.
Okay, so I'm going to go with, I got to give it up to, we were just talking about her, Lala.
Yeah.
Because you know why? I'll tell you why. She brought the hair. She brought the looks. She brought the makeup. She brought the conversation. She's bringing, you know, people together. She's more sane, even at the comedy thing. I know we didn't talk about, you know, her act, but, but you know, she's just like an all-around girl at this point. She's not cussing people out, and she's just like the girl next door. I love her.
No, wait. Last week.
Well, okay. Well,
last week she literally said.
It's not like
pushed.
2 years ago, cousin.
I know, but she said in the episode, she's like, I don't get in anybody's faces anymore. And then literally in the next scene, she, with the finger,
she called it a
finger. And I'm like, girl, you just said that you were chill. But I digress.
Let her have the Pumptini, although she doesn't drink.
Give her the virgin Pumptini.
Virgin, yes. Okay. Yes. I'm going to give mine to Kristen. Because I feel like she just needs a drink with everything that's going on. Like, sweetie needs a drink a nap and a bath. Like, just a Lush Balm something.
Hair,
she
makeup.
Needs a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. Some sage.
Yeah. Some Palo Santo. Just something. So I'm gonna give it to her. Kristen.
Well, on that note, I'm going to give mine to Sheena then. Ooh. Because she needs it. I would love to sit down with her over a Pumptini and try to talk some sense into her because she is gorgeous. She's so gorgeous. Mm-hmm. She has a bubbly personality. She has so much to offer, and I don't think she just needs to play herself out for losers that work at Sir and Tom Tom.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
The other one.
And the other one. Pump.
Pump.
Okay, I'm going to give out two. Don't shoot me.
What?
I know, but I just can't decide. Jax, because, you know, he really came in today.
Okay.
And he was like, we need to, you know, make this happen. Are you with him? Are you not? We can hire some movers. And he was wearing a Tom Schwartz shirt, which I mentioned. I love him for that. Yeah. But I think it was really, you know, grown up of him to pull aside Carter and be like, you know, man, you're not coming to my bachelor party.
Did you say it was grown up of him?
Yeah, because everyone's talking about it behind his back. Like, is he coming? Yeah. We don't want him to come. And Jax is like,
man to man is what he said. Man to man.
Mono
to
mono.
But Jax would be the one to do that, because he loves to give bad news.
That's my thing. Is it's very Jackson to be like, hey, you can't come.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
He did it in a mature way.
He did. We'll at least give you that.
Okay.
And then Dana, because she had a lot of balls to go up and do her stand-up, and it was actually funny.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
You got to have a lot of just gusto to get up and do stand-up.
To make people laugh. Like, when it's just you, that's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure.
I think she killed it.
So shout-out to Dana.
Yeah. Geralden, I think you have some news for us.
Oh my gosh, we got some news and gossip.
The light change.
I'm like,
whoa.
I love it.
Nothing too crazy, just that, as you all know, for fans of The Real Housewives, Lisa suddenly left Beverly Hills after last season in 2018, but when she recently guest hosted on ET, she was asked if she would come back, and she said, I can never say never about anything. I don't know. It's not what's in my radar right now. So I'm thinking, like, she's not going to completely pass up that check. She's going to make them desire her, want her back, up that check.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I have to come take a break from my puppies and ponies and my pumpers to come back on this show to deal with you crazies over here trying to shade me out over a dog.
Yeah.
You better cut the check right. Mm-hmm. So I think we will see her back on Real Housewives.
She's probably just waiting until the storyline goes her way. Exactly. She was like, is this painting me in a bad light? Yeah. Oh, no. I gotta go. I'll be back. BRB. Yeah. Or maybe they'll write her in as, like, the friend. Like, she won't be full of cash. Yeah. She'll get, like, how they did with Vicky.
But they're still gonna cut that check. I'm sure, even if her coming as a guest host, she'll be probably getting paid more than somebody who has a full, like, roster.
It's like with the guys. Like, you don't want to make yourself too available. You gotta play a little hard to get. Make them want you.
Okay.
So, I think that's what she's doing.
Because she did get attacked last season. So, I think she's like, look, y'all better get it together. If you want me back, don't paint me as a villain too much.
Okay. Then don't be one, Lisa.
All right. I think it's time for predictions now.
All right. Predictions?
So much coming up in this season.
Predictions. I'm bad at predictions.
I know.
I'm bad at them.
I'll share my prediction first, though.
Okay.
I predict that Jax and Brittany are going to get married.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm like, I really feel that way.
We have a genius among us.
She's on to something.
Oh, that got me.
Oh.
That was good.
I don't know if this is a prediction, but I just can't wait to see Stassi versus Tom Sandoval, because this is a fight we've never seen before. Well,
And what
could they possibly fight about?
Right.
Exciting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe she's bringing, like, the old Stassi back, you know?
She said something about him in the book.
I miss the old Stassi.
Oh, she was something about him in the book. Just don't make him cry.
You know what? I have the book. I haven't read it yet.
Oh,
so
well,
maybe I'll start tonight.
Don't make the foundation street.
Oh, my gosh. He cries every season. I'm like, oh, and he's a baller.
He just needs to let it out, sweetie. He just needs to, you know.
All right. What's your prediction?
I predict, I'll make it real quick, that Carter is going to pop up on the strip.
Yes!
Definitely.
No. He ain't got nothing else to do.
Nothing. Mm.
I really hope that happens. I love that prediction.
Yeah, I'm here for that, too.
I'm gonna work on my predictions because, like, I don't. In that recap, I like.
What
stopped.
Would you love to see happen?
Yeah,
I would. I'm excited to see the Bo Stassi engagement. I'm excited to see that unfold in that whole situation. So, spoiler alert: if you don't follow them on Instagram, yikes! But I don't know. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows. But I am excited to see that because I was I've been looking at her confessional, like, "Where's your ring?" But I'm like, "Oh, duh."
Yeah, love Stassi.
Yeah.
I love it. So we cannot wait for next week. Thank you for joining in. Please comment below. And you can follow me at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms.
At Jerosalyn Diva, Jerosalyn Diva.
I'm at Little Baby Kate. So make sure to tune into my podcast. See you next Tuesday.
Yay. And I'm Archie. Follow me at Archie J Speaks, Jay.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.